This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Singing and praying with my mind stay on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind stay on Jesus. Singing and praying with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast. I am your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey, praying that everyone is doing well on this beautiful morning or beautiful afternoon or even a beautiful evening, depending on what time you have chosen to listen. Today's service is going to be a pretty good service. I do want to send a special shout out to myself for this coming Wednesday, October 20th, will be my birthday. That's correct, everyone. It'll be Reverend Brian C. Pusey's 41st birthday. I am so grateful and honored that God has blessed me with at least 41 years of life thus far. Also want to send a special shout out to every pastor that I know personally. I'm praying that your ministries are still flourishing and doing well, and praying for everyone that fellowship with you. And also I want to just say thank you to all the listeners, first time, returning, and long time. I'm grateful for you all. I pray that you just I continue to be able to be a blessing towards you and your families, whether we see each other in person or not. I also like to thank everyone who are able to reach out to me, send me messages, giving me a thumbs up, telling me great job, keep it up, and continuing to spread the word. You know, it's not just what Brian's saying, is what the Lord is saying through me. So therefore, I'm grateful. So without further ado, we're going to get right into the service. So it's going to be a great, great word. It's a very deep word from a very, very, very good letter, that the letter of Jude. It's going to be a good one today. So let's get right to it. Safe Haven Podcast is really growing, and I am so grateful for everyone who's taken a part in its growth. And also, as we continue to grow in the Lord, grow in the faith in doing this as a ministry that's gone beyond four walls, coming soon will be I won't say merchandise, but I will say at least something to showcase that you represent Safe Haven Podcast, near and afar. Stay tuned in future podcasts for more information on this wonderful idea. Thank you for listening to this wonderful, wonderful message. Now, for those who live in the greater Chicagoland area, Northwest Indiana area, if you are interested in having I, Reverend Brian C. Pusey, come and speak at your with your congregation, I would love it. Please, please contact me at bpughsley@yahoo.com. That's bpughsley@yahoo.com with the heading Safe Haven Ministry Invitation. I will be glad and honored to come to your congregation and bless you with the word that the Lord has given me. Please reach out and let's build this community together. It's prayer time here at Safe Haven. I'm praying that everyone just brings all their concerns, bring all their prayers, bring all their thoughts to the throne. I want to just send out special prayers for anyone who's going through a bereavement process, going through some sickness, illnesses. Doctors probably gave you bad news, but we're praying that God's going to give you the better news by healing you fully and keeping you going. Praying for anyone who's catching COVID, and praying that for the survival of those who have been there, so I understand what that feels like. So, but anyway, let's go to the throne right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you right now for this opportunity to pray one more time. We thank you for allowing us to see this day. We pray for forgiveness for any sins that we may have committed knowingly and unknowingly up to this point, O Heavenly Father. We pray that you restore us in the way that you saw us before. We want to pray for anyone who's going through an illness right now, Heavenly Father. We pray that you, as the doctor, heal them in the way that the doctors down here couldn't do so, Lord, Heavenly Father. We pray that you just encourage them as well. We pray for those who are still bereaving right now, Heavenly Father. It may have been a year, maybe 5 years, maybe 15 years, O Heavenly Father, because the sting of the loss may never go away, but we pray that you fill up that void, O Heavenly Father. Fill it up with your love. Fill it up with the memories of their loved ones, and let them know that they are still loved and they're still cared for, O Heavenly Father. As long as the person or persons that they are missing, as long as the memory of them is in their heart, they'll always be alive. They may not be in the physical, O Heavenly Father, but they are with them in the spiritual. O Heavenly Father, we just want to right now pray for every church door that is open, O Heavenly Father, every minister and every pastor that's got to preach today, O Heavenly Father. We pray for every podcast ministry, O Heavenly Father, for anyone who has decided to push the record button on their recording device, O Heavenly Father, and send it out to the masses like I have, O Heavenly Father. We pray right now for this podcast right now. Pray for me. Lift me up, O Heavenly Father. Strengthen me where I may be weak. Put the words in my mouth, O Heavenly Father, that may not be on the paper, O Heavenly Father. So right now we just want to say thank you. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's scripture time here at Safe Haven Podcast. Pray that you have your Bibles ready. Pray that you're ready for this word. We're going to be coming from the letter of Jude, starting from the 10th verse, and then we're going to go skip on down to the 17th through 23rd verse. There's only one chapter in Jude, so that'll be very simple to find. It's right before Revelation, so it's going to be Jude, starting from verse 10, and then we're going to skip on down to 17 through 23. I'm going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. But these people slander whatever they do not understand, and they are destroyed by those things that, like irrational animals, they know by instinct. But you, beloved, must remember the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. For they said to you, in the last time there will be scoffers, indulging their own ungodly lusts. It is these worldly people, devoid of the Spirit, who are causing divisions. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Look forward to the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on some who are wavering. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. And have mercy on still others with fear, hating even the tunic defiled by their bodies. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the few moments that we have together here, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, what have you learned? What have you learned? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to just thank you right now for the word that is coming forward right now. We pray that you just bless us all. Bless me right now, Heavenly Father. Empty out my spirit and fill me up with your Holy Ghost. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength among my bones. Blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lately these days, we are dealing with more than our fathers and forefathers have ever had to deal with when it comes to actually applying what we've learned from anyone who knows something about something. It seems like the only people that we hear from today are the people who didn't learn anything and want to disturb us from what's up so they can promote their stance on what's going down. You don't believe me? Just turn on Fox News. No, on second thought, don't. The last thing you need to hear is the right side of the truth get reworded to a lie. If you want to understand what I'm saying, look around at your job and see how many people love to gossip about someone doing something, but seem to be clueless on how to do the very thing that they were hired to do. I know that I'm walking in someone's walkway right now. Amen. You see, Jude is really getting to the point of where we're coming to today. Actually, if you read Jude in its 25 verse glory, you'll see that Jude's holding back zero punches. Jude didn't want to waste the reader's time, or our time for that matter, with many chapters. He says in verse 10, but these people slander whatever they do not understand, and they are destroyed by those things that, like irrational animals, they know by instinct. Do you know people who tell you quote-unquote facts that sound like they read it from a poorly reworded fax? Yeah, me too. Some of them probably just made up the latest gossip just so they can get a rise out of you. They'll tell you that the reason why everything costs too much is because no one is buying anything, when the truth is that when you're greedy, you'll pretend to be needy, when in actuality, you're just being seedy. Ooh, I'll say that one more time. You see, when you're greedy, you'll pretend to be needy, when actuality, you're just being seedy. I know that's deep. Amen. You see, that leads me to the first point in today's message. You will have the authority to back up your account. I'll say it again for the note takers. You will have the authority to back up your account. Verses 17 through 18 says, but you, beloved, must remember the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. For they said to you, in the last time there will be scoffers, indulging their own ungodly lusts. You see, as you grow in knowledge, you have to be aware that what you have learned is precious and valuable. How you use this to your advantage is key to where your blessing is coming from next. Amen. See, if you take some life-changing information and reformat it to be life-shattering information, then I think we got lost in the wrong translation. Amen. See, no doubt about it, but we're in the end times. And what we're seeing are lost souls grabbing other lost souls, pretending to know where to go, but losing the truth as they proceed. How can you tell the difference between a false prophet and a true prophet? I'm glad you asked. See, I can answer that question with a better question. Have you ever learned what a true prophet knows? Amen. See, before and even now, as a man of God, I've studied the Bible, I've studied other religions, and what they study, along with what seminarians have been taught, to get a better grasp of what has been said before me. And if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't believe that what I have ever preached had God's authority. I'm saying if. I'm not saying I have. You wouldn't either. And I wouldn't be hearing from friends of mine and family of mine saying that they are blessed by what the Holy Spirit has given me to give them. See, when God gives you the authority to do what he's purposed for you to do, you're going to feel empowered and moved to do the right thing. You're not going to be moved to do the wrong thing. Amen. See, the churches that promote the wrong side of right are asking to be left behind on Judgment Day. Uh-oh. We're supposed to be saving souls and empowering people to fight for what is right. What we see is many churches these days are doing, what they're doing is just packing the pews and stacking up the pastor's bank account so they can continue to further separate us from God's unchanging hands. Whoa, before you dismiss me, examine yourself and your journey first. Maybe your upbringing has conditioned you to believe a story differently than that. I've seen some things, yes. But you are living a life I probably never dreamed of living. I don't know what the hood is, life is like outside of what I've heard from afar. But I'm not going to speak about the truths about the hood until I speak with someone who can dispel the myths for me. It should be the same thing when it comes to the scripture. Amen. This leads me to the second point in today's message. False statements will be made, but easily forgotten. One more time for the note takers. False statements will be made, but easily forgotten. Verses 19 through 21 says, it is these worldly people, devoid of the Spirit, who are causing divisions. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Look forward to the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. You know, it's a shame that these days that we are truly divided as a community due to racial inequality, political disassociation, and familial negligence. We let power-hungry narcissists twist the narrative to the point where we believe nothing but the lie, so help me, guy. Not God, guy. I don't know about you, but I need to constantly hear a word from God, not guy. Guy Smiley might invite you to dinner, but leave you with the bill and claim that he had to be excused when he never showed up. Guy Smiley might convince you to go on a trip, but make sure that you're left with the non-refundable ticket and charges for the room you may never take advantage of because you are already broke. Guy Smiley might be the person who you looked up to the most, but learned that you had something that they wanted but couldn't get until they manipulated your trust. My. See, this is not what we want to hear when we go to church, or in this case, listen to one. We want to hear the talk so-and-so down while we ignore our role in so-and-so's attack on us story, or the Jesus died for us and not them approach. Well, newsflash. He died for us and our enemies. He loves us all, even if we think we're too cool for Sunday school. We must build ourselves up with God's word, not guy's word. God's word is awesome, while guy's words are awful. God will empower you for greatness, while guy will empower you for failure and disappointment. Keep praying up, for your blessings will fall down like melodies from heaven. Amen. This leads me to the third and final point of today's message. You'll be applying your knowledge to your life. Say it one more time for the note takers. You'll be applying your knowledge to your life. Verses 22 through 23 says, and have mercy on some who are wavering. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. And have mercy on still others with fear, hating even the tunic defiled by their bodies. That goes back to my underrated sermon, Don't Waver, where we talked about this very thing about wavering and how we have to pray that God removes that wavering spirit from our DNA. See, today is the same message to you. Have mercy on others who have yet to see the light God has shined in your direction, or theirs for that matter. Remember what it was like when you first heard that God still loves you in spite of your worst sins. You probably didn't get on your knees right away either, So don't be a hypocrite when a person who is living your former life doesn't get it right away. I was told many times that I would be someone known, but for what? I didn't know. I honestly thought I was going to be a celebrity of some kind. Somebody who get the flashing lights in front of my face and be on the stage. I didn't know which stage I was supposed to be on, but God made sure I knew. But so as I approach this birthday of mine, I approach it with a better outlook on what the others who saw my greatness was telling me. I'd be doing ministry on this extraordinary level. You see, also, I thought I'd be happily married with children, but it wasn't purpose to happen when I wanted it. It's coming, though. See, God's going to bless me real soon, and this time, I'm ready. I wasn't ready when I was 24, and I wasn't ready at 35 when I was scheduled to walk down the aisle. Those people and myself, I didn't see my own strengths whatsoever. They didn't see it, I didn't see it. They saw my weaknesses and dogged me out on that, and it made me look at my weaknesses too much. It's okay, because I'm ready right now. The same for you and whatever your purpose is today. You may have had your heart hacked by a loser, but when you put in God's antivirus program, you won't be hacked by another emo hacker again. You might have lost the will to keep going on, but with God's awesome lifetime coverage, you'll have the will and fire to go on with your life. Amen? See, with God, it's always going to work out. Recently, as of yesterday, I went with my mother to visit my great uncle, her uncle, who's a retired pastor. And for a brief moment in my life, in my journey, he was my pastor. You see, he taught me how to record my own sermons and really helped me to get in tune with the Bible. While there, I reconnected with his grandsons, especially the youngest one who just got married. He asked me a question that I didn't see coming. He asked me why I always gravitated toward the youngest one. I answered because the youngest grandson, like I, was the younger brother with an older brother, just like I have an older brother. And I always saw a lot of me in the young man, believe it or not. I may not be able to give him the marital advice that he might need down the line because I'm not married, but I gave him and his wife advice on getting a loan for a house because they're looking for a house. And one of the first things I wanted to do was give him that advice because because when I was looking for a house, I barely got the advice I needed to get a house. But I remembered everything that I was picking up, and I said, I'm going to pass this knowledge on to someone else, and I most especially wanted to pass it on to him. And I also encouraged him to do the best he can to provide for his wife. You know, I'm giving my knowledge to him, to others, as others have given to me. Matter of fact, you don't hear me right now. Turn your volume up. Whatever you have learned shouldn't be stored away in a closet that you won't remember if you are a forgetful person by nature. See, I train people who want a podcast like me. I do that too. I offer my service to do so like I did when I trained media ministry individuals at the churches that I served at. I love that I continue to teach others what I have learned. What have you learned? And what are you teaching others today? It's time to stop hoarding that knowledge for yourself and spread it to others. There's nothing wrong with you getting an education. There's nothing wrong with you getting degrees on top of degrees on top of degrees on top of degrees. But if you're getting these degrees and you're just hoarding that knowledge to yourself and not teaching others what you have learned, what good is it to go there, go back to school over and over and over again? I'm not against anybody that is going back to school to learn something to better themselves, to better their career, whatever. But if you're just doing it and hoarding the knowledge and you're not sharing with anybody, what's the point? You got to spread it to others. Here's my challenge for you this week, those who are listening, to share this week's message with 20 people who you believe will benefit from this word. And watch how God will bless you in the process. I guarantee you, this will be a process. It will be something great for you. If you're looking for a new job, you got it. If you're looking for a new spouse, you got it. If you're looking for a new house, you got it. If you're looking for a new mission, a new purpose, you got it. If you're looking for that. The word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this message right now. We thank you for the word that was just brought to us. We pray that you just continue to bless us, guide us, and lead us. We pray that you just continue to touch and magnify your holy word, and let this word be a blessing to others. Lord, let us, we pray right now that someone out here blesses someone else and beyond someone else with this message. Lord, we rise to the challenge, O Heavenly Father, to spread this message to 20 people that we may know that may need to hear a word from you right now, Heavenly Father. So right now we pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. If you're enjoying this wonderful podcast and you want to hear more, please make sure that you click the follow or subscribe button on this wonderful podcast so you can stay up to date with the latest and the greatest and be able to listen to past podcasts that you have not yet heard before but want to hear again. Also, don't forget to click the share button. The share button is also important, so therefore you can share this podcast with all your friends, loved ones, and acquaintances. Look forward to hearing from you. Peace. Oh, yes. Another special announcement for this month of October. On the fourth Sunday, we are going to have a special guest speaker. It is a very good friend of mine, a brother of mine, he's Reverend Jerry Whitaker. We've had him on here before. Reverend Jerry Whitaker is associate pastor of New Faith Baptist Church International in Madison, Illinois, where his pastors are Reverend Dr. Trunell D. Felder and Reverend Dr. Alexis L. Felder. Great, great, great man of God. Can't wait to have him on here on the fourth Sunday. Please make sure you stay tuned. Save the date. It's going to be a blessed word from on high. Can't wait. Thank you for listening to this podcast today. We pray that the message has uplifted you in a way and encouraged you in a way that is going to bring out the best in you and bring out the God in you. If you do not have a church home right now, we pray that you get connected with a church today. If you want to be connected to my podcast in a church-like way, you can always reach out at bpughsley@yahoo.com. And I most definitely will reach out to you in the best way possible. So right now, we just want to say thank you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this message right now. We want to thank you for this podcast. We pray for every person who is listening right now, Heavenly Father, under the sound of my voice. Continue to guide us, encourage us, teach us, bless us, and our families as well. We pray that as you dismiss us from this place, but never from your presence. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And see you next week.
Amen. Amen. Don't be ashamed to call his name.
Yes, Lord.
This
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.